We are three friends who met in college and now are working in diverse fields across the globe. Curious to know about what our friends are up to. So here we are, connecting, talking, and learning from our friends. In this podcast, we are sharing extraordinary insights from our not-so-ordinary friends working in various industries and sharing their stories and their journey so far. These are your hosts, Hiloni Punathar,
Atit Kothari,
and Tapan Desai.
And this is What the Hat. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss on any episodes. Hi everyone. This one is a special finale episode. And here we are going to talk to you about why we started What the Hat, our experience in recording season one, and a few tips for everyone who is looking forward to starting their own podcast. So, Tapan, how was season one for you?
It was good. Hi, everyone. It was good, actually. It was way better than what we initially expected and we had discussed as well. I wasn't expecting this response, like this kind of a response. Like, we had so many listens and so many messages that everyone kept sharing with us. And overall, I really wasn't expecting it. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, like, so for me also same thing. You know, when we initially decided to do this, it was just so that we could listen to it, you know, like a few years down the line. But it has been phenomenal. I think like it has been useful for me personally, and I think it has been useful to our listeners also.
Absolutely. Yeah. I still remember one of the first calls that we had, and we were expecting, okay, what should we expect out of our season one and the projection of numbers. And our minimum criteria was to get to like 100 listeners and we'll be happy. And I think we have crossed more than 3,500, 4,000 listeners. And I think it's really surpassed what our expectations were.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, initial discussions were like, if we go back and even read the chats and everything, like, it's very, very like weird to even think that where we are right now and what we were discussing. Let's discuss how did we come up with the idea of the podcast, because it has been asked by a guest a lot of time. So Atit, you have answered like in all the episodes. So
yeah,
if you want to take this.
Yeah, basically the pitch was, you know, I've been off social media, off Facebook for like 5 years, Instagram for 3 years. I was never really on Snapchat. I'm just active on Twitter right now. So a lot of people that I was close to, I didn't know what was going on their lives, just because, you know, life happens. People went their separate ways. We are not together in the same place like we were in college. So I wanted to know what was going on in their lives. And I really got into podcasts around the same time, like around 2016, 2017, when I quit Facebook. So most of my time went into doing all the podcasts. And I was like, okay, this is a good medium to talk to people. It doesn't take a lot of time to produce the content. And I think it's a good store of memories also. Like, you know, even if now, if we look back at all our videos that we did in our undergrad at DJ, it's such a great thing that we did, right? And at the time we didn't realize, but you know, as time goes on, the value of that increases exponentially. And we did start a failed podcast in 2018, Hiloni and I. We recorded like 2 episodes. I don't know if we'll ever release the audio of those episodes.
I don't think so ever.
I think it should be a special, like What the Hat special with Hiloni.
We'll see, yeah. yeah but yeah, it something was not right, so we stopped. And then, you know, I saw that you're back active, Tapan, you're active on like Twitter and all, so I just reached out. And you know, I was pitching this idea basically, ki aisa kuch karte hai, let's you know, 5 year ho gaya, we are in 2019, it would have been 5 years since we all graduated. So I was like, kuch, yeah. Just do it one time, you know, like a celebration, okay, let's get people, interview people for the 5 year, what have they been up to. But that also didn't work out, and then finally I saw you are active, I pitched it to you, and you stuck onto it, ki karte karte you pushed us, so, and then finally we are here. So yeah.
I would say also the pandemic like really helped us. We kind of had that confidence that now that we reach out to people, they would have that time to give us. We'll have more guest options on. I mean, even we would have that whole time to record and like edit and get things through.
Yeah, 100%. I think it was a lot of things that came together, I feel, because I started the blog at the same time and I wouldn't have been on Twitter if it wasn't for the blog. I wouldn't have posted. And I shared this message with Atit recently. Like, I told him that, so I was planning my move to UK, right? So I told him, like, I have an idea, let's discuss. And Atit, and I was like, let's discuss after I move to UK. And Atit was like, move to hote rahenge. Let's talk right now. And we like I talked to him the same day or the next day, something like that, and he pitched the idea, and luckily like it started. So I'm really happy, because like if I see the trajectory of things that I did after we started What We Had, like it has always been growing up. I started Instagram and all that, so like I'm so happy that I said yes and Atit pitched the idea and we did this.
Absolutely. I think having you on board was the cherry on the cake.
Yeah, like I said, right? Something was missing and that was it. This sealed the deal. We all, like all the videos that we created, I think we worked great as a team.
I think the initial set of challenges were to narrow down as to how would we add value or who would exactly be the target audience that we want to reach out to. So we kind of had a couple of back and forth understanding around that. And then it was more with how our podcast matured. We came to realize, okay, this is what people are having as a takeaway from our podcast. So this is what they are finding as the most interesting part. And I mean, with the initial recordings, we kind of also went into a feedback loop. We understood where we were going wrong, changed our formats so that we could make it much more fun, much more interesting. So I think it has been a constant learning journey. We come with there is a roadblock that we encounter and then we start figuring out, okay, how do we change it? Or what is it that can add more insights for our listeners? And then we bring that on board. So even with our guest list, we have kind of tried to do that. We have got as many variations in place and tried to reach out to more people with different perspective and different angles. So that's been interesting. I would say in terms of challenges, majorly, getting our recording time down has still been a really big challenge for us. Once we dive into that conversation, it just keeps going on and then we kind of lose track of time. And that's something that we are working on. We have been eventually becoming better with doing that, but I think that's still a long way for us to go.
Yeah. And as you said, like initially when Atit, like when you like started with the podcast, like initial plan was just to talk to friends. So that's how we were going about, like that was the initial list. Like we'll just approach our friends and see if they want to talk to us. And then like realizing that we can provide insights to people who are in college right now or who have just graduated, like that was the turning point. For me also, like in terms of challenges, I think the biggest challenge for me personally was listening to my own voice while editing. So that was like so annoying and it is still annoying and I don't know when will it go away, but it has been something. But we get used to it. Like if you keep hearing your own voice again and again, you get used to it. And then also, like as you said, like the format of the show, like the initial three episodes, when even our question style, like the way we were talking, like the first three episodes, the questions were not that great. There were long pauses. We didn't know where we were going. And then like as we went through the...
We don't know. So many pauses. Yeah.
Yeah. Drink a shot every time I say like. Yeah, exactly. So that was there. And then like realizing we can add those rapid fire questions, finding those rapid fire questions, not the onion and all those things. That was fun and challenging as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you covered most of it. Like, I'm still getting used to hearing my voice. I don't think I'll ever be able to do that. One thing that helps is listening to my voice at 1.5x or 2x speed. That way, it sounds a little different, and yeah. I don't notice all the ers and ums if I listen to it 2x. So, but yeah, overall it has been amazing. There were a few roadblocks along the ways. Just figuring out all the technical stuff, like how are we editing and improving the audio. And I think again, coming from a very biased side, but we have improved a little bit over like from episode one to like our latest episode. And even this episode, I think it has a much better quality. So I learned a lot about audio engineering in general.
For me personally, I wasn't like when we started the podcast, I wasn't confident enough, I must say, to that I will be able to, you know, speak to different people. Like some of them I never have met or ever talked to. And then like asking questions, plus at the same time, there will be so many listeners. I was never comfortable with it. But like after the first episode itself, like so many messages poured in saying that you guys are doing such a good job and like it's going really well. You guys should continue. It's really insightful and all those things. And those messages kept pouring in. Now, like it has been 15 episodes and I still get messages. So like that has been my biggest learning, stating that just go out there, do whatever you want. And there will be people who have your back and who will support you for sure. And that has been the biggest learning for me. And that learning, I'm applying it to so many different things right now, which is like incredible. So that has been the biggest thing for me. What about you, Atit?
I learned to be a good listener. Like that's definitely there. Like you have to pay attention to what they're saying. And I love doing that. Like it was amazing just to hear all the different stories. So many people from so many different backgrounds, right? We all knew them at some point in our lives. So it was amazing just to listen to their stories. Another thing that I really loved were all the recommendations. Like I've started listening to Moth because of Arjuna, that was one of her recommendations. I didn't know about Mark Manson. I don't know how he didn't come up on my radar, but I didn't know about him. Thanks to Mandot, I started reading about him. Yeah, all the, you know, basically second order thinking that has happened because of just listening to all these people, spending, you know, hour long, more than hour a week with all these amazing people.
I was very unsure if I would pull this off through the end with the amount of time requirement that it had and the number of side things the other things that were going on for me. I think it required real good discipline, because once we committed to a time and a guest, we had to make sure that we are available for that. And even in terms of like other time commitments, be it edit, be it promoting it. So the important thing was, because we were there we were pushing each other along the way, making sure things are getting through. We were able to do this. And the second was the appreciation, the kind of feedback that we got from our guests. With every podcast, we had our guests sharing like screenshots with us on like how they have been able to connect with people, or they have been able to add value to somebody, and the kind of messages came across, and that kept us going. So I think overall it was a really good first season for us. In this part, we want to give you insights on how did we start the podcast and everything that we went through in the whole season one to make sure that our podcast was up and live, and how did we continuously keep improving this. I think the first thing that we struggled with was, why this name?
Oh yeah. Good point.
Yeah, that's why this name? Good. So initially we were brainstorming a lot of ideas, and we came up with a few names, and then Hiloni.
So we had a list of like 40 on our WhatsApp.
Yeah, Hiloni sent a whole list. I don't know if it was your friend, your team, whatever. And then we just went through that list, and I was like, okay, this one is cool. And then Hiloni agreed, and Atit agreed, and that was it. But like we've been asked what is What the Heart, and like if you still haven't figured out, it's Hiloni, Atit and Tapan. And we made sure to write it that like Hiloni, Atit and Tapan wherever we have it on our web or like on the website, even on Instagram handle, we have it in that order only, so it becomes easier. But philosophically, I think and Hiloni and Atit are listening this for the first time, but What the Heart I feel means is, for me personally, I think it's like after you've graduated, like you're done, like what the hat was that, and then you figure out your life and you just go with it. And that's what the podcast is about, like people who have done engineering, who have graduated, but they are figuring out life now. So philosophically that's the meaning, but actual meaning is Hiloni, Atit and Tapan. And then the second part was, as we said earlier, was the what was the show about? I think that's how we started. And as we said initially, the idea was the show is going to be about like talking to friends. And then after first, like after we had our initial sessions of recording, so Atith, Hiloni, and me, all three of us did individual episodes initially where we were just talking. We realized that we could provide
and it was a very it was a very genuine episode, right? Because I didn't know what was going on in Tapan's life. I knew a little bit about Hiloni, so it was genuine questions, like what is happening. So we started with all three. Continue.
And we had like a very interesting learning in our first episode itself. We kind of recorded almost for like 1.5 hours, and we lost our own episode. I mean, that's probably when we realized how we are supposed to have backups, how we are supposed to have multiple recordings. So that was one interesting takeaway. And luckily, we got that in our first episode, so we knew how to go ahead. One of the key things that we did was after the first episode and we lost it. So we start recording on Skype, and that's the platform we use to record. And Skype generates the audio file after the episode is over. And for this one, we didn't get one. So we realized that, okay, we are going to have multiple backups where everybody is recording and probably one successful record would be out of the whole thing.
Yeah.
That was helpful because it was like the recording we lost was between us. Otherwise, like having a conversation for 3 hours with a guest, that would have been bad. So that was the initial first three episodes. We figured out what the format will be. We wanted to go with interviewing, so there are different kinds of podcasts which you might be listening to. One is like an interviewing, one is you pick up topics, one is news related, you compile things and all that. So we went with interview because we wanted to have a conversation, we wanted to know more about people. And once we had that figured out, then came the guest part. Like, and that was one of the biggest things that we did unknowingly, but it was very useful. Before we started recording, we had like the entire guest list ready. Like we knew who we were going to call and like what fields we wanted to talk to, like which different kinds of industry we were going to talk to them about. And we already had started scheduling calls. So we had a plan for like 10 episodes, I think, initially. And then not 10, I think 6 or 8. And then each episode we would ask for recommendations as well. And then like a lot of people said a lot of common names, and then we started approaching them as well. And that's like, so we, before we had our initial recording with the first guest, I think we had a good plan of what we wanted to do.
Yeah, and thanks to everyone who agreed to do this call. Khali bola ki are hum log ye kar rahe hain, do you want to do it? And they took a chance on us. So yeah, thank you for saying yes.
Yeah
we have been really lucky in that way. Challenging task that has been for us was to figure out the edit. None of us knew how to go about a podcast editing, and it was a learning phase. So Tapan and Atith actually really worked towards making our audio better. Like even if you see it from our first episode to this episode, you will see a transition in our audio, and that's because of all the engineering that these guys have pulled off.
Yeah, however marginal, it's not improved tremendously, but it has somewhat, at least. That's what we think. You let us know if we did improve or not. But yeah, once you're done recording and you have like that video file from Skype or whichever software you're planning to use, we wanted to. So I use Mac, Tapan was using Windows, and we wanted to make sure we use a software that is cross-platform. And we initially started with Audacity because that's open source, it's free, and it does gets the job done basically. So we did the first two recordings, editing. Tapan did that, right? Tapan, you used Audacity for the first two ones?
Yeah. And then you can see by the quality.
I mean, it's great. It's great, but it's a lot of like some of the shortcuts are missing. Maybe we didn't know how to basically use Audacity, but we felt much more comfortable using Premiere Pro because we've used that before for video editing. So we started using Premiere Pro, and that is cross platform, and it has worked fine. We recently switched for like later episodes to Audition, Adobe Audition, which is like Audacity for, but from Adobe. And it's amazing. Like, it's super fast. It has so many effects that you can use. You don't need to be an audio engineer to actually improve your audio quality. It gives you a lot of presets that you can just drag and drop in. So I would recommend either of these three to just get started. Even GarageBand does a good, decent job if you're using Mac. But a good starting point would be Audacity. And if you have the budget and have the software, just use Premiere Pro or Audition.
Yeah. And this was like my first time ever editing audio. So it is difficult initially, but you figure out. And after that, like, this was the editing part. Then for a podcast to be sent on all the streaming platforms, you also need a hosting site. So we initially researched a lot of podcast hosts, like there is Buzzsprout, and then there is Buzzsprout, and then we got the option of Anchor. So
The fact that you don't remember other podcasting hosts, it tells you a lot about our sponsor, Anchor.
Well done, Atit, well done. So Anchor has been very helpful. I think it makes the whole process of putting out your podcast, like, to all the streaming platforms very easy. You just have to put your album art, and you have to just name your podcast there and put a brief description, and then you can start uploading. It also provides like editing and background music and all those capabilities, but we never used it. We just used to do it on Adobe Premiere Pro or Audition and then upload it. But Anchor does a very good job of linking your podcast. Like, it's a host and it links with all your Spotify, Apple, and then Google Podcast, and then all the other streaming platforms as well. And that makes your job very easy, because you don't have to go manually and paste your links in all those streaming platforms. So it's just one spot. You put your, you create your RSS link, and then Anchor does everything for you. So that has been very good. Like,
But like, Anchor gives us like one stop understanding of all our analytics from all these platforms. So we know how many listeners do we have across platform, and which platforms are functioning in what capacity for us. So that was really helpful.
Yeah. It pulls all the data. I think most of the data is from Spotify, because Spotify bought Anchor. But it does a lot of stuff. And like, I know friends who have other podcasts who are just using Anchor to even record their podcast, to edit their podcast, and then to publish their podcast. So Anchor does everything. You don't have to do like differently, things outside of Anchor. So that was great. And then once we have the recording, we had editing, and then we scheduled, then comes the marketing part, which we have Hiloni. So we didn't have to, like Atit and I didn't have to bother with it much, and Hiloni ran with it. So
it's very important that, okay, you have content out there, but if it's not promoted in the right way, you're not reaching the right side of people. And that's the primary part of the couple of mediums that we used for our promotion was our social media. We have a website where we have all our episodes listed. And surprisingly, the one thing that worked out very well for us was WhatsApp. WhatsApp forwards by our, I mean, we shared every episode link with our guests. And I believe that, and we shared it with our friends and couple of groups and people that we know. And from that, we saw like that being shared forward and it reaching to some of our right audiences, and even our guests sharing it with all the people that they know. So that really worked. I think initially, because you are new, most of your sharing is going to happen via people that know about you or have some interest to know what's going on or has some affinity towards the topic. And that's a very good start. And the next is our social media, where we keep promoting all our links. But one thing with social media that you need to be aware of is not everybody who's a fan on your social media page is also going to be a listener for you. But there is a very high chance of that happening. So it's just consistency that you need to maintain, and it will show results.
Yeah. And also, like, with podcasts, like, the market right now, it's a new market with podcasts, at least not a lot of people. Like, people are on YouTube, but not a lot of people prefer audio as a mean to learn new things. So initial set of audience that you get. If you're in a very broad market like finance, then it is very difficult to get that audience. But we were lucky that we were part, like we had huge group and we were talking about our undergrad college. So a lot of people who are in undergrad college got excited and they wanted to hear about from their friends as well, what they were doing. So that was also a good thing.
And initially also, like when we started, we wanted to niche down. Like we came to that whole conclusion that we are going to first cater to a set of audience and then move out from there. That's how we were. I mean, we know that we'll be able to grow our podcast faster. So yeah. Our initial niche was engineering students and the yeah. life after that. And then somehow it became DJ for this entire season for us.
Yeah, I mean, and that helped us, right? Like, because we had a dedicated audience, we saw download numbers increasing and that kept us motivating. Yes. If we created like 2-3 episodes and no one was listening to us, we would not have even gone beyond. So thank you for everyone who listened to us. You know, you made this happen.
For everybody who's looking at starting their own podcast, we have a Get You Started sheet on our website. And this is going to be really helpful for you to decide probably what domain you want your podcast in, to kind of guest list that you should create and the way you should edit your podcast and then way you should share it to everybody that you know. So this is going to be that one cheat sheet for you. Guys, go download it now from our website, whatthehatpodcast.com.
So Atit, what's the plan for the next season?
So there's a next season. yeah, the plan for next season is exciting. Like I'm really excited with some of the guests that we'll be having. Really, it's been a while since I spoke to some of them. So should be interesting understanding their story from, and people are from various different backgrounds, just like we had for season one. And we want your help, listeners, your help to improve the show. We do have a survey that we'll post in the description. So if you liked our season one, help us improve for season two so that, you know, we are able to deliver much better content to you. And if you liked any of the episode, learned anything, please get in touch with us. We love to hear from people. It's very fulfilling for even for a guest, right? Some of them got reached like people they didn't know reached out to them after listening to the episode. So it's very fulfilling. So please feel free to reach out to us and tell us how we can improve the episode.
All those messages on WhatsApp and our social media has been our constant source of motivation to keep going and to get through our season one and to keep improving. And thank you guys. Thank you so much.